this fifth ACOS acute form has represented so far the most institutionalized and the structure mechanism for youth participation in economic and social issues at the UN. By synchronizing these forums from now on with the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, we are entering a new era of this forum where young people will have a mechanism to review what the progress we are making and make sure that their contributions are well recognized and the challenges they face to implement the SDGs are tackled, and also allow for more venues for youth participation.
Let's talk about the participation of youth in the forum, especially from developing countries. Are they going to have a say in the outcomes too?
Certainly. Well, the forum is a interactive methodology where young people will be seated next to the official delegations. There will be a real dialogue, whether in the main plenaries or the breakout sessions between young people and ministers and youth officials, and there will be discussion around what conditions we need to put in place to ensure the full participation of young people implementing the Sustainable Development Goals. In relation to youth participation from the South, certainly the UN country teams have been supporting and sponsoring young people. We have been doing that directly, and they're working closely with youth organizations, working with international organizations, asking them also support their constituencies and ensuring proper representation for young people from the South and the North, of course. So what we are seeing today with over 800 youth participants, including the ministers, we are seeing a major and important progress in the format and the passion and the importance of this ACOS Acute Forum.
What are the expected outcomes?
Besides, of course, the announcement we are expecting at the launching the first ever UN global initiative on decent jobs for youth. This is good news for young people that over 19 UN agencies are coming together to launch a global initiative on decent jobs for youth. Second will be the discussion that we'll be having around what should be done to make sure that youth are fully on board for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. So this forum is extremely important because we are no longer discussing the consultation and the negotiations, we are discussing the implementation, and this forum is all about talking about what actions and what conditions and what measures need to be introduced to ensure the full participation of young people in the implementation of the SDGs.